Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, in the envelope, we're playing for a Eagles 2020 City of Brotherly Love Draft City hat.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a pretty good prize. Mm-hmm. So you're going to dial 215-592-9494, and I have it right here. Here's the envelope. We have a Philadelphia coach in the envelope. Could be active, may not be active. But he's in the envelope, and I'm opening up the envelope right now. So you're going to ask a yes or no question to try to better identify who it is. So you ask the yes or no question, we answer it, then you give your guess. Okay, simple, makes sense. Let's do it. Keith in Springfield. Keith, go ahead. What's your question?
Did he go to a championship?
He did go to a championship.
Okay.
Is it Larry Brown?
Is it Larry Brown, Jack? It is not. Sorry. Okay. That's a good first question.
It is. It is
Mark in Collegeville. Mark.
What's up, guys? Was he a head coach?
He was a head coach.
Andy Reid.
Is it Andy Reid, Jack? No, it's not Andy Reid. Let's go to Kirk and Roslyn. Kirky?
Is it Dick Vermeil?
Is it Dick Vermeil? It is not.
Not a yes or no question.
No, you should ask a yes or no question. Dan in Delaware. Dan, what's your question?
Hey, was he ever on Andy Reid's staff?
He was not on Andy Reid's staff.
Ooh, was it Buddy Ryan?
Was it Buddy Ryan? It was not. Buddy Ryan did not go to a championship. Well, actually, he did with the Bears, so I guess that would have.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Brandon in Lansdale. Brandon, what's your question?
Was this coach an active member of the Eagles? Did he play for the Eagles?
He did not play for the Eagles.
Is it Ray Rhodes?
Is it Ray Rhodes? No. 215-592-9494.
And it doesn't have to be a football coach.
I was just going to say, it's not necessarily a football coach, Ike.
Because I don't know who it is, and I'm sitting here trying to guess myself in my head.
Yes, not necessarily a football coach.
Okay.
Let's go to Dennis in Warminster. Dennis, what is your question?
Is it a college coach?
It is a college coach.
Let's go with Jay Wright.
Is it Jay Wright, Jack?
No.
It is not Jay Wright.
Oh, man.
Jamar in Abington. Jamar, what's your question?
Oh, where am I going?
Oh, man. Oh, does the team play during the fall?
Does the team play during the fall? They do play during the fall, right, Jack?
That's a good question.
Yeah, they play during the fall, sure. Among other seasons. What's your guess? 3 seconds. Yeah, we got you, Jamar. Sorry, man. Barb in media. Barb, what's your question?
Is he retired?
He no longer coaches, yes.
Is it Andy Talley?
Is it Andy Talley? That is a great guess, but that's incorrect.
Oh, man.
Former Villanova football coach.
Yes.
Coach B. West.
Yes.
Dave in Woodstown. Dave, what's your question?
Was he an ex-player in Philadelphia?
He was not an ex-player in Philadelphia.
How about that Rolly Massimino?
Is it Rolly Massimino, Jack?
Oh!
Good guess, Dave.
Wow.
How I got it?
Yes.
Good guess. Oh, cool. Correct.
Yeah, that's the celebration music, you. Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool in the game. Hang on a second, man. You went to the Eagles hat.
I was not even close.
No?
No. Although I did go college. I had college coaches in my head. I said Phil Martelli.
Phil would have been a good
one.
Yeah,
he said Raleigh Massimino.
Yeah?
Because he said championship game, so I considered conference championship game. I wasn't going
okay, all right.
straight national championship game.
Okay.
So you never know with you two in there. I didn't know. When you say coach, man, that is a wide
yeah.
spectrum. I'm actually impressed that somebody got it in that.
First question?
Yeah.
Was a great question.
What was the first one?
Was a championship coach, right? That was the
yes.
first one. Yeah.
And then they went to, was he a college or pro coach?
Yep.
Which also helped me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Raleigh Massimino, okay.
There you go.
John Chaney. Did he and John Chaney coached against each other, right?
Of course, yes. Yeah.
John Chaney did not threaten to kick his ass like John Calipari.
Do you have the sound? Because, I mean, of all the things that we could do with John Chaney, who had such a Philly guy, storied yep. career.
Legend.
Legend. You know, Simon Gratz. He was a high school coach before he went to Chaney State and then to Temple. A legend, and this is how we're going to honor him with this.
I kill you, mother. That was priceless.
Of course, was towards John Calipari when he was the head coach at UMass.
I remember being in high school seeing that.
Oh my God,
that was unbelievable.
My first, man, see, I remember Villanova in 85, but it, like, and that was fun. But the 87-88 Temple Owls that went to the Elite
Eight. It's the first time I ever seen Temple play.
That was my first real love of a team. I loved that team. A freshman Mark Macon, Howie Evans, Mike Friesbeck, Ramon Rivas, Tim Perry. I loved that team, and they fell a little bit short. Damn, Billy King.
Yeah, BK, that Duke team. That was the Danny Ferry.
Yes, it was.
Johnny Dawkins.
Good
all
team.
All those guys. Yeah. I think Allah might have been on that team.
Allah would have been on that team.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Allah Abinabi. So, yeah. I remember that because that Temple team, because Mark Macon was so good as a freshman. He was like the freshman sensation of the nation. So, as a college basketball fan, you knew who Mark Macon was. Because Dickie V was going off about it.
He was the McDonald's,
as a diaper dandy.
He was a McDonald's All-American from Michigan, and he came to Temple. Really,
was Mark Macon from Michigan?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I let me see.
Now, that I did not know. I don't know why I thought he was from this area.
No, not at all.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, and really, Mark, he peaked his freshman year.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Saginaw, Michigan, I was right. Yeah, Saginaw.
I didn't know.
Yep.
I've been to Sag Nasty, man. I've been as. Chill out.
He was, he was a McDonald's All-American. That was such a, I mean, it was such
yes.
a great.
Cause John, that's what we call Saginaw. It was called Sag Nasty.
Yeah, that's the nickname for the locals.
Yes.
Well, John Chaney, who is a, you know, as a coach, as a man, as a father figure for so many of his mm-hmm. players, his teams were so good. He ran the box and one defense, which was just, I mean, he was all about defense and 5:30 practices, and like he would play such a tough schedule where he would accumulate some early losses, but his teams were so good by the end of the season because he was playing all the tough teams. Just an absolute, just my favorite John Chaney. So happy birthday,
man,
Coach.
I used to love. I man, listen, the first time I met John Chaney, Daily News Live.
Oh man.
Oh man, he used to go in there.
Like on the Christmas Eve.
Oh
or
man, I don't think it was the Christmas Eve.
But
show,
he'd go on there more
But
than
he
that.
Would go
yeah.
on there, and I think I happened to be coming on either before him or after him or what have you. And I just remember being nervous to say hello to him, right? Because I still remember John Chaney as a teenager, just watch him on the sideline, the yelling.
Very intense.
Yeah, so as a Philadelphia Eagle, I'm like, okay, and Coach Chaney, I got to say hello to him, what's up to him, but I'm wondering how is he going to, you know, I don't know if he's going to, you know, how he's going to react. But I went on and said hello and introduced myself, and he gave me the casual, I know who you are. I know he didn't know who I was, but, you introduce yourself as, I don't know if he really knew who I was, but, you know, when people say, I know who you are,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily believe
if
it all the time.
If you say I'm on the Eagles.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper told me that. You think I believe Bradley Cooper knew who I was when I met him?
Well, what about when Aaron Boone told you that?
I did believe him.
Yeah. He,
well, no, because he was a big fan.
Well, and Bradley Cooper is a big Eagles
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, of course he would know who you were. If you're an Eagle fan, you know who Ike Reese is. Yes, of course.
Whatever happened.
If you're a legitimate Eagles fan that's over the age of 30,
right?
You know who Ike Reese is.
I'm not a random.
You are no, you are not a random Eagle.
Well,
you know who's a random tight end in the league though? Dan Campbell, and now he's the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Breaking kneecaps.
They even gave him a 6-year contract. So someone messaged me and said, "Do you hope that Sirianni is like this in the press conference?" And I said, "I hope not. I hope so, because I hope not as an Eagle fan, but I hope so for the
right."
So I mean. If you think that this guy's going to succeed in the NFL, I don't know what the hell you're smoking or drinking. Here's Dan Campbell at his introductory press conference. And he actually started off the press conference saying that we're not going to take any B bleep.
Oh, yeah?
Or any bleep, yeah. Yeah, curse like 2 seconds into the press conference. He would make a fine head coach at a high school in 1995.
He blew Detroit away in that interview process.
Yeah,
huh?
Of course they did. My cousin-in-law's in the media up there in Detroit, right. And he was raving about the on Twitter.
I'm just saying, Bieniemy didn't interview well, but this guy did.
This guy got a job.
Dan Cannibal.
This freaking concrete head idiot got a job. Seriously? Good luck, Detroit. And why do they keep doing this to themselves? I want the Lions to be successful. Jesus God. Coming up, Mark Cerise text
we
line.
We both got family out there.
Yes. Yeah, I root for the Lions. I want, but how can you root for the Lions when they never win? All right, coming up next, Mark Cerise text line. And Chuck from Mount Airy reacts to the hiring of Nick Sirianni. Mark Cerise on 94WIP. Let's talk about BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. They invite new customers to start 2021 off right with risk-free first bet up to $500. Just sign up today, bonus code MARKS, and start enjoying BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, their live betting options, daily boosted odds specials, and much, much more. The football players are upon us. The grand finale is right around the corner. Pro basketball is in full swing. There couldn't be a better time to download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com, enter bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, to get back up to $500 in free bets on your first wager. Bet with confidence all year long at BetMGM, where you're always just one tap away from your victory dance. Get to here, Marks and Reese. And our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, that's the place to go. If you need your wedding bands, you need something for Valentine's Day, it should be your jeweler. Mark's-jewelers.com. We'll do the text line in a second. Let's get to Chuck in Mount Airy because Chuck wants to sound off on the hire. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Mr. Reese, Mr. March, how you doing this evening?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Listen, I'm doing wonderful. I can't complain here. Listen, I'm calling up because I wouldn't call the day. It's just sitting well with me. Deuce Staley, man, to me, it just ain't right. You know what I mean? I'm not happy with the hire. And the reason why I'm not happy with the hire is not because the guy can't coach. I don't know if he can coach or not. But to me, Jeffrey Lurie, to me, dropped the ball. And I'm very disappointed in Mr. Lurie, you know, because I look at it like this. It's a team that I've loved my whole life, and I've watched my whole life. And when I see a man that's the same color as me, not get for the opportunity, I'm not one to play the race card. But when I see the man not for the same opportunity as a white candidate, I just can't look past that. And I just feel as though, you know, Jeffrey Lurie talk a good game. You talk a good game. But the times come, you got to walk a good game. And he had opportunity to walk a good game by hiring Deuce as a head coach. Now, we can't tell a man to hire for his organization. Yeah, but don't act like you interviewing all these black candidates. I'm not going to say minority. I'm going to say black candidates because that's what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hire not one. You know what I mean? We good enough to wear your merchandise. We good enough to bleed green. We good enough to plan our Sundays around your Eagles games. But we're not good enough to be a general manager in your organization or head coach. And that bothers me. You know what I mean? Being an Eagles fan, it bothers me. And it's going around in the NFL, period. You know, and if they do hire a black coach, he's on a short leash, it seems like. I just think that, you know, don't put this Mooney Rule, this Mick
They
call.
Love to talk about the Rooney Rule, but then right. when it comes to actually hiring the coaches, it doesn't happen,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it doesn't happen, and I'm just sick of it just being out there, man. As me, I'm an Eagles fan, so it's hitting home right now. It really is. And that's all I just say, guys. It's hitting home, and it's sad.
Nah, I feel you, Chuck, and I feel him 100% there, because you want to say to yourself, well, the team that I root for isn't like that. Like, we had the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you want to be proud of your team, your organization, and the reputation that precedes them. And that's how you feel as an Eagles fan. And I get it where Chuck is coming from, man. I get it. And I don't believe Jeffrey Lurie or the Eagles are racist. I don't believe that. I just don't. But when the optics don't look good, that's what it boils down to.
Can't argue with that.
The optics don't look good. And for a guy who's been loyal to the organization, and I understand they've been loyal to him by keeping him employed. I understand that. But we're talking about being in a prominent position, being in a head coaching position. There's only 32 available. And you're interviewing all these candidates, and you're talking about looking for a leader of men. Those were your words. That's what you're looking for, a leader of men. Well, okay, if that's the case, well, then when you hire someone who's not Deuce Staley, man, that dude better be overly qualified. He better come with a serious resume so that I don't have to guess, why did you hire him over Deuce Staley? But when you hire this guy who no one has ever heard of, doesn't have any type of pristine reputation as far as around football circles, yeah, bright future, good coach, what have you, but he ain't on the top of anybody's coaching candidacy list. And I understand Deuce may not have been there, but we're talking about for the Eagles, not for any other team. We're talking about for the Philadelphia Eagles. Why isn't he qualified enough for this job? For this one, not anywhere else,
right.
this one.
Well, isn't Dan Campbell kind of a comp to
Deuce? Oh, my God. And then you hear Dan Campbell,
right. I mean,
it just really makes you mad.
Yep. Dan Campbell was never a play caller. He was an assistant head coach, tight ends coach. He was the position coach. The same thing as Deuce.
And then listen to him.
I know. And
just is it a high school team he's coaching? A college team?
He's a high school coach.
Biting kneecaps and
it was embarrassing.
Like, come on, dude. This is the pros. What are you talking about up there? Like,
so, they go from Matt Patricia to that guy. Let's do the Marks and Reese text line, Jack. Go ahead. Only the Lions. 6-year contract.
Text line.
This is just in per the AP. Sources say people in the Wentz camp have told the Eagles that if Elliott Shore Parks, Joe DeCamera, Joe Giglio, and John Marks remain on the WIP airwaves, he wants to be traded from the Eagles immediately. Ike Reese, leader of the LTBB, said to have recommended that all four be moved to the WIP broom closet. Rick from Burlington.
Yeah, well... Listen.
How did you get in that group?
Oh, because now I want Wentz out of here, which I do.
I forgot you did say that.
Yeah, I'm more than officially over Carson Wentz. So, but you know, he's
broom closet. Everybody,
we don't even have a broom closet here. What's next?
I think my IT people need to fix something. All I did say was, "Hey Siri, how do I fix this team?" Jeff Lurie in Palm Beach.
And it brought in Siriano.
Sirianni?
Damn, Sirianni. Oh, I thought I had it.
No, you got it by Monday. Tomorrow we're giving you free passes, but by Monday you will have the name down.
Jack, can we get – I'm going to go to the dollar store and buy the big poster board that they have, and then I want you to write it in big markers so we can just put it up.
Yes.
So we know that we can go to it when we need it. Because, frankly, if I didn't have Nick Sirianni written down in front of me, I would have messed it up probably 10 times today at least. Because I have to look down at it. Yeah, I had to look down at it right there. What's next?
Now that we have gotten rid of Doug Peterson's drops, can we add one of Joe DeCamera sleeping? Nick in Delaware.
Joe DeCamera.
I don't know if there's a drop of Joe sleeping.
Sleeping?
I don't get it. Because he overslept?
Overslept.
No.
Man, we're still running with that?
I heard that someone had messaged me and said that DeCamera was telling a story about how he was a senior in high school on the baseball team and he ran over the catcher.
There's no way he played varsity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's
he was saying he was in a similar situation as Kit and Dottie in a league of their own, and he barreled over a catcher at the end of a game. And I guess the ball came out, and originally they had called him out, and he supposedly pointed out to the umpire that, look, the ball is out.
And they said safe.
And they said safe. Do we believe that story?
Do you think the catcher even felt anything?
I don't want to call Joe a liar because I would assume that he – I mean, you know, Joe's probably a better athlete than a lot of people realize.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to call him a liar.
But he went to St. Joe's Prep. I can't imagine he was – he started on the St. Joe's Prep baseball team.
There's
when he
was a 0% chance he started on the St. Joe's Prep baseball team. 0% chance.
So you're calling him a liar?
Yes, I'm calling him a liar. There's a 0% chance that's the worst.
I'm with Jack, yes. I'm calling him a liar,
Who is he? What catcher? First off, Joe's small now, okay? What do you think he was like in high school? Do you think any catcher was like felt anything if Joe ran into him?
I mean, I found the story interesting.
Unbelievable?
Yeah, I mean, we got to check. I actually Googled 1996 St. Joe's Prep baseball team roster to see if they had a roster, but they didn't. I actually did that.
He knows that, too.
Yeah.
He knows you can't Google it.
All right. We'll have to investigate that more. What's next, Jack?
Just taking a look at Nick Sirianni's resume here. 4 years in Kansas City as an assistant. Okay. Chargers assistant for another 5. Yeah. Offensive coordinator the last 3 with the Colts. And now he can add senior assistant to Howie Roseman as well. Scott from Delco.
Yeah. A lot of people thinking that. Connecting some dots. I can understand why. What's next, Jack?
Keep your grubby paws off this one, Jack. Already had 2 coaches go down the drain because of the drop board. Mike in Birdsboro.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
Yeah?
You have caused 2 coaches to go down.
Well, don't sound like a moron, and that won't be an issue.
Right. Well, we'll always have our owners being on the... on there.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Anymore, Jack?
I think I saw Nick Sirianni at the DMX concert that night. Glenn Macnow from Havertown.
CG Mac at the DMX concert?
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Buffalo?
Yes. Yeah, it's, he fit right in. Coming up next, I can't wait to hear. It's a good night to have be riding with the king, Joe.
Oh yeah,
Julia,
that's
riding
right.
with
yeah,
the king.
Yeah.
Get Howard's take on. I know he'll be happy that Josh McDaniels wasn't hired. We'll get his take on Nick Sirianni, and we'll be back tomorrow for a Football Friday. We got some playoff games to talk about tomorrow, Ikey.
Yes, big games this weekend.
Can't wait. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.